The True Handmaid's Tale, The Story of Baalbek. The series The Handmaid's Tale, based on the novel of the same title by Margaret Atwood, just premiered on Hulu and is generating a flurry of excitement from ever-excitable progressives. It depicts a dystopian world in which Christians have established a totalitarian theocracy where fertile women are conscripted into producing children for infertile members of society's elites. Paranoid progressives are calling this series timely. Yes, today, as Christians face greater oppression than they have ever faced in the history of this country, progressives believe the country is at risk of becoming a conservative Christian theocracy. Well, here's a tale to tell your children. It's titled The True Handmaid's Tale, The Story of Baalbek. A dystopian world, the seeds of which were sown in the 20th century, reached its apex, or is it nadir, in the mid-21st century when an oppressive and intrinsically sterile ruling class recruited impoverished and disadvantaged women to become their breeders. At great risk, these disadvantaged women bore children for elite, sterile, homosexual couples. Procreation had long been severed from intimate, comprehensive unions, so the final step of severing it from sex was easy. In this dark period of history, procreation resulted from impersonal, sexless, technologically induced fertilization aided by poorly compensated human incubators. Children became commodities who never knew their mothers. Laws were passed prohibiting citizens from even talking about the right of children to know and be raised by their mother and father. The country had transmogrified from a constitutional republic to a totalitarian state that was shaped by an ancient Gnostic and pagan sexual ideology. That which gives order and meaning to sexuality, which is to say religion, had been banned outside of homes, hearts, and pews. America had become the cultic idiocracy known as Baalbek. To perpetuate this cultic idiocracy, the freedom of Christians had to be curtailed. They lost their businesses. They were prohibited from teaching in public schools or producing art. Their private schools and colleges were shut down. And then they lost their right to speak freely. Baalbekians, long enthralled by 20th century dystopian literature, imposed newspeak on citizens in order to control not merely language but thought itself. The words mother and father were replaced with parent A and parent B. If mother and father were used, they were severed from any reference to biological femaleness or maleness, so the sycophantic press wrote stories about men who were mothers. All other references to biological sex were eradicated by year 2050. Within one generation, the words he, she, him, and her were relics of an obsolete gendered past, replaced by the gender-free z, zim, and zer. Though attacks on gendered language began with the transgressive movement, homopressors soon saw the utility of eradicating public recognition of sex differences, and so laws were passed banning the use of all gendered language. Initially, violators were fined. When such penalties proved ineffective, violators were jailed and then disappeared. As homopressors and their trans allies began their assault on sexual boundaries by capturing virtually every major cultural institution, including the arts, media, government, education, and health, a resistance emerged, but with insufficient numbers to withstand the power and reach of the sexual revolutionaries. For a time, many thought the true remnant was crushed.